Think of Solomon and his fall from grace, and you'll think naturally enough about his 700 wives and 300 concubines. But it's almost never the case that there's just one weakness, because when you open the door to sin, you open the floodgates. Solomon became wealthy, importing gold from as far away as Tarshish, believed to be southern Spain. Now, nothing wrong with wealth, nothing at all wrong with wealth, but Solomon allowed it to get the better of him. 1 Kings 10:26 says, he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen whom he bestowed in the cities for chariots. And he levied crushing taxes so that he could keep up the extravagance. It became too much for him, and it can for anyone, whether you have a lot or a little. It's never good to let love for money get the better of you. It's one of the reasons that the mighty King Solomon lost his way. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.